Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
And hottest entertainment news, darling. But first, you know we can't start the show without our family over in the City of Angels. Heidi and Frank, what up, baby?
Hey!
Oh, hey, what's going on, Atlanta?
Hi!
Well, that took a while. Look how red my face is.
Okay, y'all, let's get this party started right. Later on, Cardi B stops her show to make an adjustment, and Nicki Minaj's feet get some love, and Khloe Kardashian fails to get her man's attention. But first, Headcrack, you got something exciting over there to start the show off with. What you got?
Yes, I do. All right, everybody, Coachella has announced its 2019 headliners, and it is an ill lineup. You got Childish Gambino.
Nice.
Popping things off on Friday night. You also got Ariana Grande closing everything out on Sunday night.
Tame
Impala got Saturday, and they're all slated to play the weekend's top spots. And some other big names are going to be making appearances are Solange, Kid Cudi, Janelle Monae, Wiz Khalifa,
nice.
And Jaden Smith.
Ooh. Oh,
they might make me catch a flight out there.
Okay, oh, we
come
all need
on.
To just go and mop.
I think it's weak.
This is
hell.
Weak sauce. Last
Very.
Year you had Beyonce,
Why?
Weekend, Eminem, and this is this year's lineup. Coachella
no.
is turning into
Last year was Beyonce, Eminem, and 50 Cent.
But if you thought this lineup couldn't get any better, and some of y'all probably feel like it could be better. Hey, Portia, how would you like to get pregnant twice?
Oh, wow.
It has been announced that actor Idris Elba will also be performing.
Twins!
Oh! He's an actor.
He's going to do a DJ set.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's been DJing for years.
Okay, let's see what he's spinning.
I thought they should have brought like people like Kanye West, Drake and the Migos, Kill Bill.
Kanye didn't want to perform because he said the type of stages they were using were the same type of stages Shakespeare was using hundreds of years ago.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
What?
If it was good for Beyonce, it's certainly good for Kanye.
I would have to agree.
Yeah.
And if it's good enough for Shakespeare, is it good enough for all of us?
Okay.
Romeo.
Well, hopefully everybody at Coachella, speaking of outfits, will have on comfortable wardrobe because Cardi B was performing in New Zealand and she had a wardrobe malfunction. And it is the wardrobe malfunction we've all had. And it's probably
what?
Nip slip?
No, you've not had a nip slip. I'm saying everybody's.
I thought you said lip slip. Oh. I was like, oh.
Well, okay, I'll go there. Lip slip?
No. So it's the wardrobe malfunction that all of us have experienced, and it is the worst one, and it's the wedgie.
Oh, yeah. No, not cute at all.
No, the wedgie's the wedgie.
I love wedgie.
Awful, and she sort of didn't ignore it. Take a look.
Take this wedgie on my ass.
That's not a real wedgie.
It wasn't even wedged.
Yeah. No, it wasn't because it's a. Let me tell you, a real wedgie, yeah. You won't even see the panty is on.
Yeah.
It looks like ass cheeks. Right. That's a real wedgie.
It looks like your butt got hungry midway through the performance. You're like, nom, 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 nom,
yes.
I'm eating panties. Nom, 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 nom. But Portia, how do you twerk, depending on the outfit, how do you twerk and then not get a wedgie, or do you just try to pick it?
I already have a wedgie. I wear thongs.
Thank you.
I live in a wedgie, okay? I just went with it.
But, I mean, Brad, with you being a performer, have you ever got a wedgie or you had boxers?
No, you know, she wear the briefs.
Oh, the briefs?
Yes, with that booty be popping when she had the cartoon character on it.
First of all,
she does
have a good booty.
First of all, I wear La Perla.
Oh.
And I also love Victoria's Secrets, but I do wear the really cute like biker shorts, mm-hmm. yeah, that have cute designs on them, cartoon characters and all that, because I hate for my pants to touch my thighs or my skin.
That thing got a gravitational okay? pull.
I will say, when you get older, you don't mind just pulling it on out.
No,
you
know,
you kind of just go with it. Like, I'm too ashamed.
What about the front wedgie, ladies? You have a problem with front wedgies?
Like when you maybe go for a quick little run and then the seam catches and it's, now it's all off.
And you gotta
try to walk it out without touching it, because you're public.
The only way you'll know you have a front wedgie is if you're walking in the airport and nobody's making eye contact with you.
That's
when
too.
I realized, like, let me look down.
Pull down.
Well, y'all, it looks like Steve Harvey's stepdaughter, Lori Harvey, is out here pissing people off after reports got out that she's dating R&B sex symbol Trey Songz.
Oh.
Now, who are they feelings about that?
Well, everybody is not too happy, Portia, about the new couple. Allegedly, rapper Future and Diddy's son, Justin Combs, shared their shade on Instagram to the news. But even with all the haters, there's one person who is not having it, and that's Marjorie Harvey, honey.
All right.
Her daughter recently posted a picture of herself on Instagram, and a fan commented saying, she's a hoe. Is that true?
Oh.
Well, Marjorie clapped right on back in her defense of her daughter, and she said, this is my daughter, not your mother.
Oh!
All that was missing was mother.
Yeah! Yes.
Oh, good stuff. That's going to go on the clapback list for 2019.
Oh, my God, yeah!
We ask 100 people, top 5 clapbacks 2019, top 5 answers on the board.
Isn't that right?
Y'all talking about nobody's child, honey.
Okay.
She sent that message in a high five, Steve.
Right. That is amazing. I'm just a little bummed because I don't think my mom's got any clapback game. My mom would have gone on there and gone, now why would you say that? My daughter's a nice girl. She was raised. And I'm like, no, mom, no. You're like, my mom wouldn't know to come back.
Your mom doesn't have any clapback. She has flat back when she raves. She's up a flat back.
A little flappy arm, yeah.
But why would Future say something? No, why would he have something?
I really don't know.
All these guys probably tried
to
holler at the girl, and she didn't want to talk to him, and now they bitter.
Uh-huh. Or either they have a past with her as well. You just never know.
Well, she must have put it on them.
Yeah.
For them to be coming out of the woodworks having something to say.
Why would they even come? How the 21-year-old could put it on you?
You never been 21? You never put nothing on nobody?
Yeah, right. Harry didn't know nothing back in the 40s.
Still ain't got his virginity, bro.
And clapback number on the board.
Yeah. All right, did anybody here see the movie Bird Box?
It was beautiful.
Yes.
I loved it. You gotta see it.
You gotta see it.
I didn't see it.
Do you see anything?
No, I can't see anything right now.
All right, well, see, here's the deal with Bird Box. Netflix is a little upset right now because these challenges are becoming viral. People are watching the movie and then going out into the world and trying to navigate the world wearing a blindfold, and they're saying, please, do not do this.
Do you have any videos I cannot watch?
I sure do. Don't take a look.
Featuring Bird Box Part 2. Ate, it's coming for you. Ate, it's coming for you. Run! Run! Ate!
Some of them, we haven't shown you all of them. Some of them are not safe. This one was just stupid. I've not seen Bird Box, but this makes me not want to see the damn movie.
It's the movie on Netflix that has Sandra Bullock, and I guess it's kind
you
of
should
a
see
quiet
it, it's
place.
Good.
Where
it
I didn't understand
it's
so, honey. I watched
good,
the first part of it, and I stopped watching the hell because I didn't understand.
Yeah, the end part is what got me. It wasn't all that. I mean, the movie was cool, but I think people are having more fun with it online. Yeah.
So we are telling everyone, like Netflix, do not do this challenge.
Please,
it's not safe.
Yeah.
The only time you need to be blind folded is in the bedroom, honey.
Really?
Oh, yes. No, I want to see.
So you can
it can be very unsafe in the bedroom.
So you can switch partners.
You can switch partners if you're in the bedroom blindfolded. The old man could go in the room and then he'll bring somebody else and take his place.
I think not.
I think you will know.
Yes. I think I know my man body.
Okay.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, really?
This porridge is just right.
Okay. Oh, I'll skip the porridge.
Now I'm going to act like I don't know for a while. All right, y'all, up next, find out why Nicki Minaj got people talking after she shared a video of her getting kissed at a special place.
Ooh.
I'm right back.
Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? I want to share about a new app I discovered and I can't seem to stay off of. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. And what I really like about Robinhood is that if you're new to the stock market, you learn how to invest as you build your portfolio. Robinhood's app has easy-to-understand charts and market data, and you can place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. It's that easy. They even have custom-made notifications for price movements, so you never miss the right moment to invest. While other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, man, Robinhood don't do that. They don't charge any commission fees, and you can trade stocks and keep all your profits. Now that is the way to go. They strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy. Robinhood has given our viewers a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up at nation.robinhood.com. That's nation.robinhood.com.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, Nicki Minaj and her controversial old new boo, Kenazoo Petty. Now, they've gone, now they got people just talking all over again.
Where did Zoo come
what
from?
Happened now?
That's she called him, honey, Kenazoo. Zoo is his pet name. Now, Nicki, y'all was enjoying time with her man, honey, on a vacation where Kenneth wasn't shy about kissing Nicki everywhere. Oh. Take a look.
Woman, I'm not with your wife. I don't know what you're talking about. At this moment, I'm loving you. Stop. I don't care about nothing else you're
talking
about.
Yo, you are determined
to keep your feet. All right, Nick.
Yeah. So what y'all think about, honey, Nicki's boo baby giving her that little toe love?
She living her best life, honey.
I bet she is.
You.
Yes. Too much clothes on. I don't like that. He should have had on a bikini.
No.
Damn,
do you think she would have respected her dude if he was in there wearing some bikini?
She respected his ass. He kissed on her funky-ass feet, so she'll respect him in a bikini.
Why her feet got to be funky, though?
Yeah, why they got to be funky?
That's just nasty.
That is not nasty.
He
should have
kissed her where he missed her.
No, feet are not nasty. Feet are kind of a thing for some guys. Like, it's a turn-on for them.
I'm sure there's some worse things that he could be doing, Gary.
He could have kissed her where he missed her, and I'm sure
he did that, too.
Okay.
She might like him kissing her feet, Gary.
You know, but...
I feel like he sucked them when the cameras went off.
He probably did.
That's probably just
all 10.
Yeah. One by one.
Prison men do don't kiss your feet?
Why they gotta be prison men?
Oh, when they from the prison?
Men that ain't prison men kiss your toes and feet, honey.
I would think a prison man would kiss your feet because he appreciates your ass.
He's getting gonna walk out your life, too.
Yeah,
you're gonna walk out
you
your life, so
been
you better
there.
Kiss them feet, honey.
Breaking the men this
But it did kind of make me moist. But
it made you moist.
Just a twinge.
Somebody did this to you on a first date. Do you keep them?
First of all, I don't know if we're gonna be in a jacuzzi on the first date, but if we are, it's fine.
What about you?
I don't have no problem with that.
Yeah. Like first day out, you go straight to the feet.
Well, not first day out.
I mean, but he just kissed them. Now, okay. If it's a man with a fetish, you need to slowly roll that out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
right.
Kissing
not the
feet,
first
I
day.
Think that's kind of general, right?
Yeah.
But when you get the sucking on them and then you put all 5 of them in your mouth at the same
time.
Now you can't do that. Now that's
then
too much.
No, you gotta be longer than the first day.
That's
darling.
Right. You gotta give me a month.
Well, y'all know how the internet trolls can be, and they can push the celebs' buttons online and make them clap back.
Ooh.
But Vanessa Lachey, child, wife of singer Nick Lachey of 98 Degrees fame, might have given the most polite clap back ever. Recently, after posting pictures of their 3-year-old daughter, Brooklyn, someone tweeted this. Okay, elephant in the room, but why does Nick and Vanessa Lachey's daughter look like Jessica Simpson?
What?
To which Vanessa replied, 2019, new year, new outlook. Let's be positive, especially with our children. Thanks, Kimberly. Happy New Year.
I don't like her clapback.
Me neither.
That wasn't even a classy clapback.
White women don't clapback.
That's a lie, because we did one clapback before the year was out, and the girl was like, I will... you up, meet
right.
me somewhere. Remember that white girl was like,
yeah.
She didn't look hood, though.
No, babe.
And
so
what y'all think? think? She said, let's be positive, but Jessica is a beautiful girl, so yeah. I think that's a compliment.
But she might be saying, let's be positive, because she was married to Nick, and she was married to Nick, and...
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm.
You know what? Yeah, choose your battles. I guess this one can slide.
But it's ill how, like, you got two black-haired parents, and you produced a blonde child.
Right.
Like, it's the genes. Yeah, that's like her mother could have been blonde or something.
Do you think Portia baby will come out looking like her ex?
Oh, Jesus. All right, y'all. Up next, find out which Kardashian's twerking skills wasn't enough to keep her man's attention. Mm-hmm. We'll tell you all about it after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody! Hey! Well, y'all, Tristan Thompson may have his eyes set on something else.
Not again.
Let me just tell y'all what's going on. The NBA star was partying it up on New Year's Eve with his bae, Khloe Kardashian, and this awkward moment was captured on camera, and the video has now gone viral, y'all. But before we talk about it, let's take a look at it. Well, from the looks of it, Khloe was trying to twerk a little bit on Tristan, and he wasn't even paying attention, y'all. And now the fans are all pissed off, saying that he don't care about it and she should leave him. What y'all think?
I think the point of it is she wasn't twerking.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He probably felt like someone was just bumping into
exactly
him a lot.
Because
there was no rhythm or pattern in which her twerk was happening. But
I don't think he looked because a lot of thoughts try to put their ass on him.
Thank you.
Best thing to do is not even pay attention,
because he's been in trouble already. Because he's been in trouble already, he should definitely pay attention and scoot that leg away to make sure nobody's filming him cheating again.
But why, Brad, when you don't like a person, why even go through it?
And he wouldn't have went to the club with her if he didn't like her.
Going to the club ain't got nothing to do with the price of tea in China. It's New Year's or whatever day it was. She said, come, Tristan, come with me. He said, okay, he got there and he ignored it, so he didn't want to go, but he went because.
And did you see the guy he was talking to? I mean, the head was down at first, but then for a second, you look back, looked like the guy was going.
Exactly. Like
he was. Can we watch it again?
Everybody probably reading too deep into it, because if it was really that shady, why would she post it? She posted
true.
The video.
Because she calling for sympathy. She was like, he's still doing
that's
this to
true,
me.
That's true.
She
want people
for?
To keep talking.
Her face was like, oh well.
You know? Exactly.
That's a good thing. Stay with him, but let the people kill him.
That's right.
Yeah.
She served them all. Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Well, if you guys are looking for a great way to burn off some of that good food you ate over the holidays, I got a great deal for you. The Portable 11-Piece Resistance Band Set. It includes 5 bands, 2 ankle straps with the metal clip, 1 door anchor, and 1 compact travel case.
Oh, my gosh. Not only are they different colors, but it's different resistance.
This stackable set of resistance bands can produce light to heavy resistance up to 75 pounds. You can create your own custom workouts with the bands and use tension to create resistance without the need for free weight, so you can take your routine on the road.
Now, this is more like it. Now, first of all, honey, how much is this rubber?
Well, get excited, everybody, because usually the rock-solid 11-piece resistance band set will cost you about $60. For our Dish Nation viewers, it's just $24.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice.
Well, anyway, just go to morningsave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, somebody here is giving Idris Elba a run for his money with their magazine spread. Tell you all about it after the break. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, let's give it up for our boy Headcrack, who's on the cover of Plastique magazine this week, looking all scrumptious and delicious and looking like a snack. You know what I'm saying? You go, boy. You real famous for real now. Can we get an autograph or something?
Oh, man, stop playing. You know, I'm just happy to be a part of dope situations, man. And
well, you look so good, and we are so proud of you.
Ooh, well, yeah. I like the cover of the magazine, but I was wondering, who are you channeling? So is that a sword? Was it Lion King? Or... So did they have a specific budget? Because I'm looking at the shoes on the... the bench and look like it was no lotion on your ankle.
No, you did not go down his ankle.
No, because you know how I'm a fashionista.
No, your ankles look like you kick flour every day.
But not on my magazine cover, it doesn't.
I love it. And then I love, look at the last picture, honey.
Yes.
He's serving.
He's giving you GQ there, darling. He better move over, Idris.
But at the end of the day, I think it's so dope that we are a room full of people that get great opportunities to get to shine.
We are blessed.
Gary on the cover rolling out.
Yes.
I think that's dope.
Yep.
Anytime I see Brack rocking something overseas, I get honored. Anytime I see Portia in a bikini, I'm like, I work with her.
Look at Chanel.
IMDb and see who's been at Dish Nation the most days in a row consecutively. This is why I come to work and I clock in early.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.